Part 4. An exchange student in Germany. You are going to hear an interview with an exchange student.
Hello to all of our Youth Radio listeners out there. This is Youth Talk with Ethan Collins, live from our studio in Sydney, Australia. Our guest today is Alicia, a high school student from Melbourne who did something many of our young listeners dream of doing. She went abroad and lived in Europe for 1 year. Thanks for joining us tonight, Alicia.
Thank you for inviting me, Ethan.
Alicia, you spent your last school year in Bavaria, Germany, didn't you?
That's right. My host family lives in Munich, the capital of Bavaria. I attended a local German high school and had to go to the classes that all my classmates went to, such as maths, science, German, and history.
Was it hard to get along at school following classes taught in German?
Before I travelled to Germany, I had learned German at my high school for 3 years. However, during the first months of my stay, I really had problems to understand the thick Bavarian accent of the people around me. But then again, since I was forced to speak German with almost everyone at school and in my host family, I became fluent in German pretty quickly. I am continuing my study of German at my school here in Australia and hope maybe one day I can work for a German company here or even in Germany.
It surely was an exciting time for you in Munich.
This wasn't just a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It was so much more. First of all, I didn't really know much about life in Germany, except for all the stereotypes and clichés one hears about Germany and the Germans, you know. Like all Germans being well organised, always on time, hard working and humourless. And of course they love racing on the Autobahn and drinking beer. And they of course listen to Oompa music all day long. Changarassa, changarassa, boom.
Which didn't turn out to be true.
Oh, only partially, if at all. My host family, for instance, often made fun of me, the girl from down under. But always in a very nice way. We laughed together so much. They really loved me. And my friends at school, Melissa, Zarifa, Jenny, they were simply awesome. We had so much fun together, having parties, crying while watching sentimental love stories on TV or at the cinema, going to concerts together. By the way, they have a great music scene in Germany. Lots of exciting young bands and artists I hadn't known before. Have you ever heard of Seed or Crow?
Not yet, but I will check them out. Promise.
You should, Ethan. Many even sing in English. On the other hand, Germans in general work more and are less laid back than Australians, even in their free time. My host dad was always fixing something in the house or on his car. But then again, we also spent wonderful weekends in the Alp Mountains, going on hikes, skiing, or simply enjoying the scenic view. The countryside there is simply breathtaking, especially the ice and snow-covered mountain peaks, something we don't have in Australia.
Alicia, now that you are back in Australia, what do you miss most about Germany?
Besides my German friends, German food, especially currywurst and doner kebab. I love meat.
Thank you so much for sharing your experiences with us, Alicia. How do you say goodbye in German?
Auf Wiedersehen.
This was today's edition of Youth Talk. Thanks again to you for coming, Alicia, and thank you out there for listening. And now a word from our sponsors.